There were days I used to look at people and think, why? Why did you do or say that? You need to leave the gene pool. Admit it, you've probably had that thought or something similar at least once today if you've driven anywhere. And then, hopefully, try catching yourself to not judge someone for their actions. Thankfully, it doesn't happen to me that much anymore. Usually, I look at people and think, there must be a reason why you're behaving that way, saying what you said, or acting that way. And I must believe there is a reason. After all, we all do things occasionally that make others look at us like we should be thrown out of the gene pool. We are, after all, only human. For example, in one environment about 5 years ago, I was a complete ass. I'd started a new job as a digital marketing trainer with the UK's largest apprenticeship provider. In my first week, I sat in on a training session, and I was so appalled by the lack of what I deemed quality training, the frustration of the students, and the trainer's default mode of talking about himself, that I wrote a stinging email to my new manager about how disappointed I was. I probably came across as a bit of an ass, the new guy telling them how things should be done. The worst part was that after I sent the email, I asked myself who the heck I thought I was to be so mean. I knew immediately that this was not me, and there must be a reason why this situation was happening and why I was reacting this way. I just didn't know what it was or how to find it yet. After I got to know another coworker a few months later, who had initially given me the cold shoulder and told me point blank she'd heard I was a bit of an ass, I woke up to the question why. Why did I behave like that? Why did that trainer talk about himself? Why was I so upset? Why didn't I do something different? Why wasn't the trainer more skilled for that training? Why did people judge me who hadn't met me? Why did I judge others without really knowing them? Why was one of the managers so nice to me yet a bully to others? Why was this behavior tolerated? And what were the reasons for all of this? I walked into that job with a narrative and expectations that weren't met immediately, and I behaved poorly. I became aware of many reasons we get upset with ourselves and others when things aren't going our way, and how to be both aware of them in the moment and find resolve faster, even if it means a solution isn't found immediately. These situations were at work, at home, at the grocery store, with friends, strangers, youth groups, teachers, at sports training, and more. We all interact with people in different settings and take on different roles in these wildly varying situations. As I say in consideration too, it's all situational, and it really is. This book, while having a work background and theme, is not just for the workplace. Everything here can be used at home, with friends, strangers, volunteers, and in social settings. So what can you do in these new and high-stress situations when what you know or think you know isn't enough? You change the way you think about what you think you know, or at least how you look at and understand yourself, others, and what's happening around you. And you shift to a new way of thinking and acting when dealing with people in these situations, even the ones you think will never change. First, understand yourself and why you do what you do. Understanding others and being more tolerant is easier when you can truly recognize when you've done the same thing, even if it was years ago. To get you started, I want you to consider this one statement and four questions as you go through the book. The statement is, that just happened. Remember that every situation itself is neutral until we put a thought or our own meaning to it. When something irks you, annoys you, startles you, or makes you stop and think, say that phrase immediately to give yourself a second to bring awareness of yourself, your thoughts and emotions, and the environment to your conscious brain. And the statement was, that just happened. So the four questions is, 1. There's a reason for that, I wonder what it is. Which is coming up as consideration 1. Asking a simple question breaks the reflexive, reactionary, usually unhelpful response many of us default to. Number 2, how can I take in what's happening? Be aware of helpful or unhelpful thoughts and instinctive physical reactions.